What we saw from Game 6 was a huge demonstration on how Dan Bryant's range never varies. Why you should never be surprised by the way Dan Bryant shoots that ball. I mean, he didn't shoot exceptional tonight, but he was able to come out in the second half and let loose with what I consider to be a phenomenal display of shooting. Dylan Artest, Dan Bryant was able to sort of lure Dylan Artest into taking three-point shots that Dylan Artest did not need to take. That's what dumbfounded me. Dylan Artest was playing good basketball. Excellent defense, great offense. He was getting to the hoop. He was hitting those step backs. He was having a good game. So to switch it up at halftime because Dan Bryant hit a three, I think it rattled him. I think the three is rattling, and I think he wasn't able to. I don't think he was able to do the thing that he continued to do in the first half, so he figured that Bryant's feeling it from three. I've got to keep up with this guy. And he wasn't able to hit. He started the second half 0 for 7 from three. He struggled. He couldn't finish. It was a problem the second half for this dude, just like in game five. Game five, it was bad.